KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Luka Garza had 23 points. His 25th-ranked Iowa rolled to a 93-51 win over Kennesaw State. In men's college basketball on Sunday, backup center Ryan Kreener had a career-high 20 points on 9 of 9 shooting.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I really pride myself on, is just, working really hard, playing really hard, and, I was glad that I could contribute today.
Kreener and Garza combined to make 18 of 20 shots in the post.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It takes a lot of pressure off myself. We both have unique skill sets where we can play inside, outside, and take advantage of a lot of different mismatches. I thought we did a good job of that today when they went to their one big lineup, especially in their 2-3. I thought we did a really good job going high-low there, too.
The win was Iowa's fourth straight as the Hawkeyes improved to 10-3.
Something that I was really pleased with our team is that everybody over the course of Christmas break was getting at least one to two workouts in. And I think that really helped us in not missing a beat. We came back and everyone, as far as my time here, we were in the best shape coming back from Christmas break. And that's pretty impressive when you have 5 days off. You guys are doing a lot of traveling and maybe you just want to see family, you don't want to get in the gym, but that's a huge, that speaks to the character in our room and how much we all care about the season going forward.
Here's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey talking about the play of Kreener.
He's playing at a really good pace. He's got great feel. He's got great chemistry with the other guys that are on the floor. And he goes 9 for 9 and he was spectacular, but he screens and rolls and seals and he gives the passer a great target.
The Hawkeyes had season highs with 14 steals and 27 assists. Iowa had 34 points off 24 Kennesaw State turnovers and had 64 points in the paint compared to just 22 for the Owls. That was a season high in points for the Hawkeyes, who shot 60% for the game. Iowa played their first home game in 20 days after a stretch of 7 games that included 3 neutral court games and 3 road games, and they needed an easy one. That's why McCaffrey gave them 3 days off after a December 21st win over Cincinnati in Chicago. The Hawkeyes will get back into the Big Ten schedule now with a game against Penn State at the Palestra in Philadelphia on January 4th. Iowa went 1-1 in 2 conference games in early December, losing at Michigan and defeating Minnesota at home. Also in top 25 college hoops yesterday, number 22 West Virginia knocked off number 2 Ohio State 67-59. 5th-ranked Kansas over Stanford 72-56. Number 6 Oregon over Alabama State 98-59. 8th-ranked Auburn beat Liscom 86-59. 11th-ranked Michigan beats UMass Lowell 86-60. Number 13 Maryland over Bryant 84-70. It was 14th-ranked Michigan State over Western Michigan 95-62. 16th-ranked Virginia beat Navy 65-56. Number 20 Penn State over Cornell 90-59. 23rd-ranked Texas Tech over Cal State Bakersfield 73-58. Well, it took the final game of the NFL regular season to determine the playoff pairings for the wild card round. There was good news for fans of the 49ers, Eagles, Packers, Chiefs, and Titans, while the Seahawks, Cowboys, Patriots, Steelers, and Raiders either lost out on first-round buys or missed the postseason altogether. The 49ers won the NFC West and the number one seed in the conference playoffs with a 26-21 win over the Seahawks, but the victory wasn't certain until receiver Jacob Hollister was stopped by rookie linebacker Dre Greenlaw on 4th and goal, just inches short of the goal line on the final play. Jimmy Garoppolo threw for 285 yards, and Raheem Mostert ran for a pair of second-half touchdowns to help the Niners claim home field advantage for the first time since 1997. Marshawn Lynch ran for 34 yards and a touchdown in his return to the NFL, but the Seahawks had to settle for the 5th seed in the conference playoffs. The Eagles are the NFC East champions after Boston Scott ran for 3 touchdowns in the second half of their 34-17 win over the Giants. Scott scored 2 short TDs after Jake Elliott's 50-yard field goal broke a 17-all tie in the fourth quarter. Scott also had 54 yards rushing and 84 receiving to help Philadelphia finish 9-7 and hold off Dallas for the division crown. Carson Wentz threw for 289 yards, including a 24-yard touchdown pass to Josh Perkins. The Packers gained the number 2 seed in a first-round bye in the NFC playoffs by knocking off the Lions 23-20 on Mason Crosby's 33-yard field goal as time expired. The 13-3 Packers fell behind by 2 touchdowns in the second quarter and didn't lead until Crosby made his second game-winning kick against Detroit this season. Aaron Rodgers was 27 of 55 for 323 yards with 2 touchdowns and an interception, while Aaron Jones ran for 100 yards on 25 carries. The Chiefs closed out a 12-4 regular season with their 6th straight win, a highlight-laden 31-24 decision over the Chargers. Mecole Hardman returned a kickoff 104 yards for a touchdown, and Damian Williams took a handoff 84 yards for another score. Patrick Mahomes threw for 174 yards and a touchdown, and Williams finished with 124 yards rushing on just 12 carries. Phillip Rivers threw for 281 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions in what could be the veteran quarterback's final game for the Chargers. The Chiefs actually gained a first-round bye in the AFC playoffs with New England's 27-24 loss to the Dolphins. The Patriots led until Ryan Fitzpatrick tossed a five-yard touchdown pass to tight end Mike Gesicki with 24 seconds remaining. Fitzpatrick's game-winning toss came after Tom Brady's 13-yard scoring strike to James White put the Pats in front 24-20 with 3:53 left. New England finishes the regular season 12-4 and will play in the opening weekend of the postseason for the first time since 2009. The Patriots have never won a Super Bowl after playing in the wild card round. The Titans have grabbed the second AFC wild card and earned a meeting with the Patriots next weekend by thumping the Texans 35-14. Derrick Henry rushed for a season-high 211 yards and three touchdowns for the 9-7 Titans, who won in Houston for the first time since 2012. Ryan Tannehill passed for 198 yards and two touchdowns for Tennessee and will make his playoff debut in his eighth NFL season. Rookie receiver A.J. Brown had 124 yards receiving and a touchdown. Elsewhere, in the final day of action in the 100th season of the NFL, the Saints finished a 13-3 campaign by thrashing the Panthers 42-10. Drew Brees threw for 253 yards and three touchdowns, and Alvin Kamara ran for two scores as New Orleans handed Carolina its eighth straight loss. The only thing that went right for the 5-11 Panthers was Christian McCaffrey joining Roger Craig and Marshall Faulk as the third player in NFL history to record 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving in the same season. Dak Prescott threw for four touchdown passes to help the Cowboys crush the Redskins 47-16, but that win was rendered meaningless with the Eagles' win over the Giants. The Ravens carry a 12-game winning streak into the AFC divisional round after a 28-10 drubbing of the Steelers. Sam Darnold hit Jamison Crowder for a tie-breaking one-yard touchdown pass in the fourth quarter, sending the Jets past the playoff-bound Bills 13-6. Eddie Pinheiro's fourth field goal of the game, a 22-yarder with 10 seconds left, gave the Bears a 21-19 win over the Vikings. Tyler Higbee and Robert Woods caught TD passes from Jared Goff in the fourth quarter in the Rams' 31-24 win over the Cardinals. The Raiders were losers in their final game as an Oakland franchise, 16-15 at Denver. Deion Jones returned an interception 28 yards for a touchdown on the first play from scrimmage in overtime to give the Falcons a 28-22 win over the Buccaneers. Andy Dalton threw for a touchdown and ran for another in his farewell as a franchise quarterback, leading the Bengals past the Browns 33-23. And Gardner Minshew turned in his best performance in 2 months by throwing for 295 yards and three touchdowns, leading the Jaguars to a 38-20 win over the Colts. Well, the NFL playoffs will begin on Saturday. The Bills will visit the Texans before the Titans take on the Patriots in Foxborough. Sunday's action will conclude with the Eagles entertaining the Seahawks. That's after the first game. The Saints will battle the visiting Vikings. The Ravens, the Chiefs, the 49ers, and the Packers all enjoy a free weekend as they prepare for the divisional round of the playoffs. Well, the Browns are in the market for a new head coach again. Freddie Kitchens was let go after the Browns finished 6-10 in his only full season as the head coach. He failed to lead a talented roster to the postseason, and he paid the price. The next head coach will be the sixth for the Browns since Dee and Jimmy Haslam took control of the team in 2012. Well, college football bowl season kicks back into action again today with four bowl games on the Monday slate. For today, action will start at 11:30 Central Time this morning from Dallas, Texas, as Western Kentucky will face Western Michigan in the First Responder Bowl. Then at 3 o'clock this afternoon from Nashville, it's the Music City Bowl as Louisville faces off against Mississippi State. Also at 3 o'clock this afternoon out in Santa Clara, California, the Red Box Bowl, California, will face Illinois today. And then tonight it's the Orange Bowl from Miami, Florida. Number 9, Florida faces number 24, Virginia. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff Central Time in that Orange Bowl showdown. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.